Welcome back, everyone. It's good to see you, Father Cristino. Thank you for joining us with another episode. Father Cristino, we are going to make history today because we have a video question from a viewer. Her name is Dawn, and she would like us to reflect upon what I think is a very common thing that people struggle with. But here's her question. I've texted it to you, if you could take a look at it.
Hi, Ken and Father Cristino. We go to confession to receive God's mercy, God's forgiveness. What can we do to do the work on forgiving ourselves for sins that not only just happened, but that happened decades ago that we think, oh my goodness, what were we thinking? Could you give us some guidance on this?
So, Dawn, thank you for the question. Father Cristino, what's your first response to this?
Well, thank you, Dawn. Yeah, that's a really important question because I think that it's probably the biggest hang up that we experience through our usual use of and our practice of frequent confession is we rejoice in hearing those words, I absolve you from your sins, you know, knowing Jesus is telling us that our sins are forgiven. But can I say that to myself? Can I forgive myself? And that inability to forgive ourselves is probably the biggest drawback from getting to experience the Lord's mercy in our life. If we don't forgive ourselves, or we are ashamed that the Lord wants to forgive us, then we are not opening ourselves up to the reception of His mercy. And so that's something that we can't just simply know in theory. That's something that we have to really try and live, because it's not enough for us to just simply say, oh, I know I'm supposed to forgive myself. Dawn's question is important because she's asking, how can I do that? Is there some practical way that we can really work on allowing the Lord to forgive us and forgive myself at the same time? And I think we always need to begin with the Lord. Everything good we ever do starts with Him and ends with Him. And so He is providing us the grace to be able to forgive ourselves. And for that reason alone, the first place I think we should begin is gratitude. If we foster gratitude for the mercy that we have been shown, we are training ourselves to have the right disposition for living in God's mercy. Not merely receiving it once and then moving on with our life, but living in His mercy. And so a disposition of gratitude actually helps us to remain in that state of basking in the joy that comes from knowing we have been forgiven of our sins. And when we realize that we are choosing to live that way, when we have said thank you for something, it can change the way that we look upon the thing itself. And I think it takes some convincing that we deserve to be forgiven, not because of anything that we have done, but because of what the Lord has done. It isn't even really us who deserves it. It's His will. It's what He wants. He wants us to experience His forgiveness. And if I put up a barrier to receiving it by the refusal to forgive myself, then I'm actually living outside of God's will. I am rejecting God's will for my life. And so that's why I suggest that if we begin with gratitude, we begin training ourselves to think in the way that we ought to be thinking in order to live in and experience and receive the gift of the Lord's mercy. And then another practical tip might be to do something like to write down a statement of forgiveness to ourselves, to give ourselves something concrete, to look ourselves in the mirror, to maybe read one of the Psalms that reminds us of how much God loves us, so that it really is instilled in our hearts that He wants us to experience this. And if I refuse to forgive myself, I'm putting up an obstacle to receiving and living in His mercy.
When we're talking about forgiving ourselves, it's like we are in unforgiveness towards ourselves. as in a similar way that we are in sometimes an unforgiveness towards another person. And so I was thinking about this, and you can jump in if you on this, but when I was reflecting upon sometimes my bitterness towards others or my hesitation to forgive another person, in one sense, I'm saying to Jesus, what you did on the cross was not enough for their sin, because I want something more. You know, I might want revenge. I might want to get even. I might want, it's not that we deny justice, but it's like, well, if it was, Jesus says it was enough for their sin, why can't I say it was enough for their sin? If Jesus says they're forgivable, why can't I say that? And then I think to the things that I've done in my past, and it's a similar thing. If I can't forgive myself for the things I've done in the past, I'm in a similar way saying to Jesus, the sacrifice on the cross was not enough for my sin. And just knowing that my response is really an insane response, is helpful to get over that.
Right. And I think that this plays out in a special way with the way that we receive penance in our confessions. I sometimes have the experience of people asking me to give them more or harder penance. And the minute someone does that, I tell them, no, I will not. You must accept the penance that I have given you. If you choose to perform additional penance, good. That's what we all should be doing. We shouldn't all only just be living confession to confession, penance to penance. We need to have a penitential life. But in asking me to give you more, it's signaling that you want to be in control. You want to say to yourself that you've really worked now. You've done enough, or you've made up for, or it wasn't good enough if you only got one decade of the rosary, but you wanted five rosaries. Well, then go pray five rosaries. But don't think that you have done something better now if you've asked to undertake harsher penance. Because now we're equating the forgiveness of my sins with something that I will do. And that's the point of the cross. We couldn't be forgiven and we couldn't make up for our sins. And so God became man to unjustifiably suffer for us in order that all sin could be forgiven. And we need to realize it is always only Him who is doing that work, not us. And we are participating in it as a generous act on His part. And so if I think I need to do something, or I need to earn this or work harder, then we're missing the point. We're turning it back towards us. I think about this sometimes. I have a foolish story from my childhood, but I was a little boy still learning how to tie my shoes. And I used to get very frustrated if anyone wanted to help me. I just wanted to tie my own shoes. And once we were trying to get out the door of my grandparents' house, and my mom said, "Honey, just let me help you." And when she tried to do that, I kind of kicked my foot towards her and I swore at her. I don't think I really understood what I was saying, but I had heard a bad word before in anger. And so I said it. And she was so shocked that I spoke to her like that. And when we went home, she wanted to punish me, to teach me a lesson. So she took me into the bathroom and she took one of those little bars of soap like you get in a hotel. And she said, "We don't use our mouths to say dirty words." And so she touched the bar of soap to my tongue. And by then I was just so distraught already. I was bawling and saying how sorry I was. And so when she pulled the soap away, and I was of course disgusted, I grabbed the bar of soap and I said, "I'm sorry, Mommy." And I shoved it back in my mouth and I put my hands over my mouth. And she said, "Don't do that." And by the time she pulled my hands away and I spit out the soap, I also threw up all over the bathroom. And You can imagine it made matters even worse. Now my mom was dealing with me all dirty and the bathroom was dirty and I was totally coming unglued. I thought I needed to punish myself more. It wasn't enough for me to have just had that little bar of soap touched to my tongue to learn my lesson. I had to punish myself more. And we so often have that attitude that I don't deserve to just be let off the hook like this. It's not enough for me to just go to confession and hear the priest say, I absolve you from your sins. We think we need to take matters into our own hands. And when we live like that, just like me when I was that little boy, we make a bigger mess. We just make things worse for ourselves. We haven't learned our lesson. And we train ourselves into thinking that we can get ourselves out of our sins if we punish ourselves enough. We must abandon ourselves to the Lord's mercy, realize it is completely a gift, it is totally gratuitous, and we just have to rejoice in that. And if we deprive it of others, or we deprive it of ourselves, then we are rejecting what our Lord accomplished for us on the cross.
You speak about his gratuitous gift. The mercy is this great gift. And I think about gifts that we give our children. As a father giving a gift to my child, it brings me joy. Great joy. I love to see them enjoying a gift. And so the Lord comes to us and he wants to forgive our sins. And then also he wants to forgive like everything in our life. But when we say, no, I don't want to forgive myself, it's like, no, I don't want that gift. And then in my mind, I think, well, now have I just robbed Jesus of the joy of his mercy? The great joy, the delight that I can bring his heart simply by receiving this gift. Now I say no. So your point of let's start with Jesus, I think, is an excellent one, because if we struggle with forgiving ourselves, well, let's stop thinking about ourselves.
Right.
Let's think about Jesus. Let's think about being the delight of his heart by receiving the fullness of forgiveness that he wants to pour into our life. I think the starting point is excellent. Jesus.
He's always a good place to begin. and your example is just perfect. Anyone who has a child or who has given a gift to a child knows that joy of watching them receive the gift. But I think it's hard to imagine how you would feel if you gave a gift to a child who opened it and just looked upon it with sadness and handed it back to you and said, I'm a bad boy. I don't deserve this gift. And then just walked away to his room to go and cry. Can you imagine the heartbreak you'd feel as a parent if you saw that that's how your child thought about himself? How your beloved son regarded himself, even though you delight in him and you want to lavish this gift on him?
To take that analogy a little bit in a different way too, I have experienced something similar where you give a child a gift and they don't like it.
Mm.
They're disappointed with it.
Right.
Now, they're disappointed because they're selfish. They have this unrealistic expectation. You know, you got them a toy pony, but they really wanted a real pony. Look, be happy with the toy pony. With our relationship with the Lord, he gives us the perfect gift. He doesn't shortchange us in any way, and we look at it like, I want something else. When we say, I will not forgive myself. I want something else. Where again, the great delight that we can bring in him is just simply receiving everything that he has for us. A little phrase, and tell me what you think about this. A phrase that I have found helpful for myself when struggling to forgive other people is a phrase that I say in my own prayer. So I don't say this to their face. Okay. So I just go, I see them in my mind and I say, as part of the forgiveness process, I release you from the debt of pain you have caused me. I release you from the debt of pain you have caused me. So if we take this practice and apply it to ourselves, we could say that to ourselves. I release myself from the debt of pain I have caused myself because Jesus does. I release myself from the debt of pain I have caused myself and Jesus because Jesus does. What do you think of that practice?
I think that is beautiful. I would say you could even maybe do that holding a crucifix. Sometimes when someone comes to make a confession after a long time and they've confessed some pretty big things that have really weighed on them, before I give them absolution, I ask them to hold on to, I keep a crucifix on the table in my confessional, and I just ask them to hold on to that crucifix and cling to what was making the words that they are about to hear possible, to really try and help them. And I've seen many times people kiss that crucifix after, just out of such love and gratitude, which I think is the sign that they've figured it out. They know that if they won't forgive themselves, they will not be able to receive that mercy that the Lord is desiring to show to them, to release them from that debt.
Don, thank you for that question. It sparked a beautiful conversation here. We appreciate it. Father Cristino, thank you for your time. And my friends, please share with us below what stood out to you and why in this conversation. Perhaps you have other tips of how we can, you know, work through forgiveness towards ourselves. We always love learning from you. And we'll see you soon. Thanks, Father Cristino.
Thank you.